News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Before all that, though, I suppose the big news, I got home from Croke Park kind of thinking, wow, this day, wow, what an extraordinary day. Nothing else can happen. And then it turns out Joe Biden has pulled out of the race for the White House. Our reporter, Josh Crosby, got reaction to the news on the streets of Chicago.
Very sad.
You didn't expect him to pull out?
I was hoping that he would stay. I would have voted for him on a ventilator.
Actually, I was kind of excited because I think it's just going to shake the race up in a positive way because I'm Democratic-leaning.
So you're Democratic-leaning, so you're happy to see Joe go?
Honestly, yes. I actually respect the president. I think he's done a good job, but I think his campaign was not going in the right direction, so I think this is going to shake it up in a positive way for the Democratic Party.
And who would you like to see the Democrats nominate?
That's a tough question. Actually, I like Kamala Harris. I will back her, certainly, if she ends up being the nominee.
Well, I was glad he dropped out, but now I'm not sure because I don't know who's going to go in. You know, Harris is probably going to take his spot, and that's kind of scary, too.
You wouldn't be happy with Kamala Harris in the White House?
No.
Who do you want to see in there?
Trump.
Is this a positive or a negative for the Republicans, do you think?
It's scary, I think, because we don't know what she's going to do for the next couple months. He's dropping out of the, you know, for next year, but what's he going to do for this, the rest of this time?
Are you worried about who the opponent could potentially be?
Yes, could be another woman.
As a woman, you wouldn't like to see a woman in the White House?
Not the Democratic ones, no.
Not shocked. After everything's kind of gone on, after the debate and everything, I think it's kind of good for country for committee stepping aside.
Yeah, do you think it would be a positive or a negative for the Democrats?
You know, I think it's too early to tell. I'm not sure.
Could this make it easier for Trump?
I think that with Joe stepping aside, whoever steps up is going to have a better chance than what we were doing before.
Okay, Ciara, so he's gone.
Yep.
It looks like Kamala Harris, it looks like a coronation for her. You're not convinced by that?
I'm not fully convinced. And the reason is this, is okay, whoever becomes the Democratic nominee needs to be, and it is very important that they are, the best person for the job. This is a really, really important election. I don't know what state American democracy will be in after a second Trump presidency. It was fairly teetering on a brink after the last one. And so I do believe this is important. I do believe that they need to put up whoever is going to beat them. And I have a slight fear that Kamala Harris is a bit like a Jeremy Corbyn, that the ideology is clouding the judgment here. That Jeremy Corbyn, the Labourites, the Corbynites loved him and couldn't understand that no one wanted to see him elected. And so they put him up and he was never, ever going to win. And I have a fear that Kamala Harris doesn't poll that well. Kamala Harris is not that popular within America. But she is a woman. She is a person of colour. And for the Democrats, it's very hard for them to stand back
Impossible.
And maybe put in a Gavin Newsom who might do better. But they need to put in the best person for the job because they, in my view...
Too late.
View, what it has to be is about beating Trump.
Yeah,
and that's
no,
what it
does.
Should be.
It does, but
I
disagree.
Don't throw this election away for nonsense.
I disagree for purely pragmatic reasons. It has to be Kamala Harris. They don't have time for a new candidate. The last thing they need is a divisive convention. We can't have another Kennedy versus Carter in 1980 that ripped the Democratic Party apart. And then Reagan came in and walked the election. Everything about it, she has the team ready. Like the idea of getting a new candidate, vetting that candidate, vetting their team. Also from a fundraising point of view, all that money that Joe Biden has raised goes straight. Kamala Harris can take that pot straight away. If it was a new candidate, they've got to start the whole fundraising process again. There isn't time. It has to be a coronation. It has to be Kamala Harris. And I think the really interesting thing for me is who will her vice president nominee be, because they need to get that right. There's some talk about maybe two women candidates. I think the American electorate is quite conservative. I suspect it would have to be a white male middle-aged man from a swing state.
I think
that'll be the fascinating. I don't think there's a plan B. I don't think there's a plan C.
I think what they need to do is think who has the greatest chance of beating Donald Trump. I think they need to keep their eye on that brass ring, on that prize, and everything else should be secondary to that, and everything else is fixable.
Okay, well, look, you let us know what you think. 087 1400 106. Should it be Kamala Harris? Should it be someone else? What's your view?
And sticking with this now, I'm joined by David Smith, Washington editor with the Guardian. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning.
I don't know how much of what you just heard there, myself and Shane discussing it. Obviously, Joe Biden gone. Do you agree that Kamala Harris is the heir elect?
It's certainly looking that way. It does seem to be all over, bar the shouting, already in the hours after Joe Biden made this announcement. He, of course, himself endorsed Kamala Harris. Bill and Hillary Clinton joined in, and so have many Democratic members of Congress, donors, and very importantly, some of the people who would probably take Harris on, such as Gavin Newsom, Governor of California, Josh Shapiro, Governor of Pennsylvania. They are throwing their weight behind her as well. So as things stand, it really does look extremely likely that she is the heir apparent.
My fear would be that they would be making the same mistake with Kamala Harris that they were making with Joe Biden, that the party wants to rally and be unified, but not necessarily do they have, or did they have at that time, the best candidate for the job. Is there any talk of that kind of thing? Is there any dissent at the moment, or people saying, really, you know, her popularity, her polling, all of that, you know, are people talking about her ability to beat Trump, and whether or not that is, I suppose, something that should be weighed up in this and may not be in her favour?
Yeah, it's a good question. It feels like there's still a honeymoon period at the moment. Some Democrats and pundits, I must say, seem almost a little bit giddy with excitement that they've got this change, and they're all very much talking her up and how strong she will be against Trump on abortion rights, for example, and how as a criminal prosecutor, she's the ideal candidate to run against him as someone who's now a convicted felon. I do wonder in the next few days, perhaps when she gives a couple of speeches and, you know, if they're less than perfect, will there be any sort of buyer's remorse and some regret set in? And I guess so much will depend on the opinion polls. But no, it's very hard to find any dissent. I think Democrats were so tormented by this process for weeks, and they saw how united Republicans were.
Yeah, and I mean, they did bring it to the 11th hour before they even did this. So I suppose torment is probably the right word. The Trump campaign, Republicans, do you think that they are happy with this move or unhappy? Obviously, they were gearing up for a campaign where they were running against Biden. This is a little different. She's 20 years younger than Trump. She's a woman. She's a person of color. She appears to be quite energetic and dynamic. Has this thrown the cat among the pigeons for the Republicans, or are they? I mean, I saw footage of Trump talking off the record about Kamala Harris during the week, saying she was pathetic and, you know, using expletives about how bad she was. But what do you think the Republicans are actually feeling about this?
I do think they are disappointed. They really did want to run against Joe Biden. That was their ideal scenario because they saw his terrible polling. They saw his decline in age. There was really that sense that Trump was on a glide path to victory against Biden. This is now shaking the kaleidoscope with various uncertainties. And they certainly knew, obviously, it could happen. So at the convention last week, they made it about more than just Biden. And they've already got some attack ads against Harris, accusing her of being part of the cover-up of Joe Biden's health, and obviously tying her to his agenda on immigration and inflation and so on. And I fear we will see plenty of sexism and racism during this campaign too. But certainly it's now been pointed out Donald Trump is the oldest presidential nominee in history. Suddenly, you know, his age is the one that's under scrutiny.
Okay, so a bit of a swing in the conversation. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is David Smith there, live from Washington, correspondent with The Guardian.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.